MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there using the day's biggest news timber to build a topical hand-joined story frame, adding wax-finish, full aniline cowhide, and an elegantly fluted headboard to build for you the spectacular Fleming and Howland Oliver Goldsmith king-size bed that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, after escaping the brig of a Panamanian merchant marine ship, I stuff a torn sail with crumpled newspapers and magazines, which I stitch together with fishing line and a discarded shiv, then hide it in the bilge where I collapse onto the stowaway's flunky bunk of news that is my segment. Soothing. Meanwhile, NASCAR, the sport everyone's dad thinks they'd be good at. There was a major drama at Richmond Raceway this weekend. No one was hurt, but driver Joey Gaze crashed and was so mad at Dawson Cram, the driver he felt was responsible, that he ripped off his own dangling bumper and hurled it at Cram as he drove past. Yeah, man! NASCAR would be so much more interesting if you added road rage. Here we go, Denny Hamlin coming down the front stretch, but there's Ty Gibbs going for the same parking spot. Hamlin smashes Gibbs' brake lights with a 6-iron, but Gibbs is dumping his coffee in Hamlin's sunroof. It'll be a photo finish because they're exchanging insurance. But, sure. Gase. But the best part of the whole incident is that on the reverse angle, you can see that the bumper Joey Gase tore off his own car to throw at the competitor is a public service announcement against crime. Meanwhile, South Koreans are now dealing with burnout and loneliness by getting pet rocks. That headline again, sadness gets sadder after saddest thing ever sadded. Meanwhile, broccoli freckles are the new beauty hack we never saw coming. This is where bronzers and eyeshadows are applied to broccoli florets, then stamped to the face, which leaves tiny dots that resemble freckles. It is amazing what we will do with vegetables to avoid eating them. Look at all this asparagus. Fellas, look at all this asparagus. Maybe we should build a raft. Meanwhile, recently, Colombian police seized 1.7 tons of cocaine hidden within a shipment of avocados. Best guac. Ever. They're not ripe. Clearly not ripe. Meanwhile, last week, waiters in Paris competed in a race to get a coffee and croissant across the capital along a course that challenges waiters to race a 2-kilometer route while carrying a tray laden with a cup of coffee, a glass of water, and a croissant without spilling. But of course, the biggest challenge for the French waiters was to finish the race without going on strike. Wow. Wow. Meanwhile, good news, Christians, other than the good news, your TV is about to get a little holier because Martin Scorsese will spearhead a documentary series on Christian saints. Finally, we get to see John the Baptist shoot a pimp. Scorsese, it's dark. Okay. Meanwhile, in Florida, an alligator found living behind a former Coca-Cola plant has been put on a diet to lose some of its over 400 pounds, which it gained in part because locals had been feeding it lunch meat and hams. And we have a winner for this week's Most Florida. Congratulations. Congratulations, you win bootleg fireworks and a Calvin peeing face tattoo. The vets in charge of the Chonky Reptile's new diet have said all our alligators get a mix of pellet diet. We also feed fish. We also feed chicken. We'll do that on a regular basis, and hopefully he'll slim down. You're putting on Ozempic. Just say you're putting on an Ozempic.
Coming up, Sonequa Martin-Green.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Late Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest this evening is an actor you know from The Walking Dead, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and Star Trek Discovery.
Captain.
Thank you, everyone, for gathering so quickly. We will be taking Dr. Kovich on a classified mission, and be advised, this is a red directive. We will be jumping to an uninhabited planet. Its gravitational well has turned it into a graveyard of sorts for debris of all kinds. Our target is a Romulan science vessel, last seen 800 years ago. A Starfleet probe just found it. There's an item on board that we cannot allow to fall into the wrong hands. Scavengers in the area monitor comms and probe signals. They will most certainly be drawn to this. Most are armed, and some are very dangerous. Admiral Vance already has a ship en route. We will arrive first. Black alert.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Sonequa Martin-Green. Nice to see you again.
I am really happy to be back. Hey.
And you celebrated your 39th birthday?
I sure did.
39th birthday
just
in March.
Did. Yes.
Not everybody.
Thank you.
Not everybody enjoys the birthday. Do you? Are you a birthday girl?
I am. I'm a birthday person, and everybody knows. My husband, my sisters, my family, my show family, they all know. I love getting older, and I've always wanted to be older. I was excited to turn 30. I cried tears of joy at the stroke of midnight. I said, I've arrived.
Why? Why was 30 so big for you? I agree. I wouldn't go back to my 20s for anything.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But then I was so excited to turn 40. So it's really just about, I don't know, I'm like, respect. I'm older, you know?
You ready for the wisdom? To be crowned with many winters.
I really think
what
it's
did they,
like
what
wine.
What did they, did your kids do anything for you? You got right here, we got, there is your husband,
yes,
Henrik.
Yes, that's right. And oh, my family, the there, joy there of my, go. I tell you, that was actually on Kenrick's birthday, my husband. His birthday's 10 days after mine. So
that's
we had a whole birthday extravaganza.
Yeah.
And my daughter keeps singing happy birthday to us. Like, she continues to sing it to us every day. I love y'all.
Your husband. Your husband's also an actor. Did you guys meet on a job?
We did, actually. We met doing a play. Oh, yeah, nice. Out of New York in Princeton. Yeah. We never had a scene together. And then we were on Walking Dead together and never had a scene together. Or we had one, but we didn't interact.
Yes.
And then he plays my namesake on Star Trek Discovery. He's the original Michael Burnham, and we never had a scene together.
Wow.
So we want to work together. We have and have not at the same time.
So you've two lovely children. You're both actors.
Yes.
Do they want to do it, and would you want them to do it?
Listen, we call it the family business, but at the same time, you know, our children are just full of joy de vivre, right? They're so dramatic and expressive and gifted, and it seems like they have it. It seems like they have the bug.
Have they started performing?
Well, they do all the time at home, you know, and in the car, you know what I'm saying? And it's really sensational.
Uh-huh.
So
is it more comedy or drama?
It's both.
Yes.
It's both. It is more comedy, though, I have to say. It's more comedy. So, but look, we'll do whatever God tells us to do, whatever they need to do, whatever their purpose is.
Wow, that's a really good agent, God.
Oh! Jesus knows.
Tough to negotiate.
Jesus knows.
Tough to negotiate.
Yeah, so maybe we'll wait till they're 18, though.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek is known for its passionate fan base. I'm one of them.
Thank you.
I just learned... I just learned that there is a Star Trek cruise.
Ain't that right?
I got a photo here. This is you on the Star Trek cruise.
Yes.
It's called the Cruise 7, meaning there have been six before this.
That's right.
So it's how long are you at sea with the fans? Because it's not like you can escape.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. That's special, and it's kind of indicative of the entire sort of extended family that we created with the Trek franchise at large and Discovery.
Yep.
Because it's really exciting at first. It's 7 days. It's 7 full days.
7 days with fans?
Yes!
I love my audience, but I'm not sure we should spend 7 days with each other. Wow.
But you're...
That's brave.
Yo, it's so much fun, though. You're doing activities, you're connecting, and especially by day three, it really just feels like, yo, we're in this together. Let's have a good time. Let's connect. Let's have some fun. Let's share
some
stories.
Do you like cruises in general? I've never been on a cruise. Are they fun?
You've never been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise.
You gotta go on a late show cruise.
Oh.
I know you just said you didn't want to.
Sell me.
I'll sell him, y'all.
Sell him.
It'll be great. We'll have a great time. We'll bring the band.
There you go.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
So what do you love about it?
I really do. I can't stand celebrity culture, right? That's a whole other conversation. But that sort of fake wall between us that doesn't really exist, right? It breaks down. It disappears. It evaporates.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the same. We're in the same boat. We're around the same fire.
You're literally on the same boat. What was the first cruise you went on?
The very first one was our honeymoon. And we were negative broke, y'all. So we stayed. We had the little box that didn't even have a window, and we didn't go anywhere. No excursions. We did excursions on the ship. We were like, what's free? That's what we'll do.
Yeah. But my understanding is that there's no need to leave because it's like unlimited shrimp bar.
It is. It is. Unlimited shrimp bar, bread,
I would break the bank with that unlimited shrimp. Chocolate fountains and stuff like that?
Absolutely. At all times, you can get into all kinds of stuff on the ship. It's good. I appreciate being able to connect with the audience that way, with the fans. I don't even like really calling them fans, but...
You don't get seasick or anything?
I don't, but we're at the point now where we just, load up with the motion patches.
The scopolamine patches?
The what?
Scopolamine. That's what's in those patches.
Nice. Nice.
You know, the Czech secret police used to use that as a truth serum.
Did they?
You put enough of those patches on, you'll just start talking.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we have a lot of those on the Late Show crew.
Exactly.
That's right.
Or just in his sleep. Just in his sleep, put a bunch on your husband on the back of his neck.
1,000%.
This is the final season of Star Trek Discovery.
Yes.
5 years is a long time. That's 2 years longer than the original Star Trek series was on. Are you ready to say goodbye?
Oh, man. I mean, at this point, there's a sense of gratitude. I just praise God for it. We were able to evolve in such beautiful ways in front of the camera and most especially behind the camera.
Do you have a favorite term from the Trek universe or a thing from the Trek universe that you learned?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of very specific language and knowledge that Trek fans have.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. We appreciate that. We count on that. Well, from our show family to the extended show family, I have to say my favorite is my captain's catchphrase, is let's fly, because I feel like it's a bit of an invitation. Like, let's fly together, you know?
Yeah. Shaniqua, lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you again, brother.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.